Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Lamed. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. We are right after the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. So the Mishnah has basically elaborated on the idea that there's a difference between pigle and pasul. That when you have a machshava of chutz makomo, it makes the carbon pasul. Whereas you have a machshava chutz zmano, it makes a pigle for which you're chayev kares. But the rule is something can only become pigle if karav hamatir kemitzvaso. If everything else is done properly, but if you're ma'ariv and machshava of chutz makomo together with the machshava of chutz zmano, you do one of the avodos with the machshava of chutz zmano, another one with the machshava of chutz makomo, then the animal is not going to be pigle because it anyway is pasul from the machshava of chutz makomo. But what we had is a machlokes in the Mishnah. What if you first had the machshava of chutz zmano and then you had the machshava of chutz makomo? Where the Tanakhama said that that's still not going to be pigle because it's still that we still consider it that there is a machshava of chutz l'mekomo mixed in, and Rabbi Yehuda said, no, once you had the machshava of chutz l'zmano, pigle is nitvas, it becomes pigle. The fact that later on, at a later avoda, you had a machshava of chutz l'mekomo, that's not going to undo the pigle status. The only way a machshava of chutz l'mekomo is going to undo the pigle status is if the machshava of chutz l'mekomo precedes the machshava of chutz l'zmano. That was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. The Mishnah, however, had also spoken about a case, not only one avoda and then the next avoda, but what if you had a machshava of one kezayis chutz l'zmano, another kezayis chutz l'mekomo? So the Gemara is first going to work on whether Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim disagree about that case as well. What if it's within a single avoda and you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano and then chutz l'mekomo? Would Rabbi Yehuda still say, it's already nitfas as pigle with that initial machshava of chutz l'zmano and the machshava of chutz l'mekomo is not going to change it? Or do you say, no, it's within the same avoda? Both machshavas are within the same avoda, and if they're within the same avoda, then certainly the machshava of chutz l'mekomo has to be reckoned with. It has to be considered when figuring whether this is pigle or pasul. Then the Gemara is going to try to connect, you know, this whole discussion, chutz l'mekomo, chutz l'zmano. First of all, I should mention, we keep talking about machshavos. As Rabbi Feldman pointed out when he gave the Shir Psicha to Maseches Vachim Rashul, he pointed out that all these discussions about Machshava really mean Dibur as well. And because all of these Machshavos are, you're actually saying that you mean Chutz L'Zmano, Chutz L'Mekomo, so this clearly is going to connect, and that's what pretty much the entire Daf is about, the broader Sugya and Shas of Tfos Lashon Rishon or Tfos Lashon Achron. What if a person says two different things that seem to contradict each other? So do we focus on the first thing that he says and say that's what he meant, and whatever he says afterwards he can't be chozer on what he said originally? Or do we assume that he's trying to say two things simultaneously and therefore both of them are impactful? How does that relate to the machlokas in our Mishnah? That's essentially what the majority of the daf is about. Then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss the case where you have one machshava for one kezayis, another machshava for another kezayis. What exactly should the girsa be in our Mishnah? Is it kezayis, kezayis, kezayis u kezayis? And then we're going to have a shayla about a kezayis chutz l'zmano v'chutz l'mekomo on the same kezayis. So you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano, chutz l'mekomo. So let's begin. We are at the Gemara now, at the four lines from the bottom of the page, on daf chav tes amud beis. So again, as we've said, you have a machshava chutz l'zmano. Let's say you do shchita with a machshava of chutz l'zmano, kabbalah with a machshava of chutz l'mekomo. That is not pigle. But if you have a machshava to eat a kezayis chutz l'zmano, then a machshava to eat a kezayis chutz l'mekomo, also not pigle. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says it depends which came first. The machshava chutz l'zmano comes first, it is pigle. The machshava chutz l'mekomo comes first, it is not pigle. Now, is that last part of the Mishnah speaking about avoda achas, that even in such a case Rabbi Yehuda would disagree and would say that the order matters, even when the machshavos of the two kezesim are within a single avoda, or is it only b'shtei avodos? That is the initial machlokas we have over here. Amar ilfa, machlokas b'shtei avodos. The whole machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chamim is if you have a machshava b'shas shchita to eat chutz l'zmano, and then you have a machshava when you're doing the kabbalah to eat chutz l'mekomo. So Rabbi Yehuda would say it's already pigle with that initial machshava. Pigalus Hukva with the original Shechita that was done with the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanu. Aval Bavoda Achas. But when you have a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanu and then a Machshava of Chutz Lizmanu, but it's all within the same Avoda, maybe Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't go so far. Then maybe Divrei HaKol, Iruv Machshava Savi. Maybe everyone would say that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's a mixture of different Machshavos of Chutz Lizmanu, Chutz Lizmanu, and you don't say that it's already Hukva as pigle. Nothing was hukva. It was all within the same avoda. So you already don't have karef amatik mitzvah. So and it's not pigle. So that's the shita of ilfa. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar af pavoda achas machlokas. That Rabbi Yehuda would even say within a single avoda, if you have machshavos of chutz lizmanu and machshavos of chutz lemakomo, that it's already hukva as pigle, and it does not lose that status of pigle when you have the machshava of chutz lemakomo within the same avoda. So this is Machlokas Ilfa and Rabbi Yochanan as far as what does Rabbi Yehuda hold. If a person has two machshavos, with the first machshava being Chutz Lizmanu, the second one being Chutz Lemakomo, within a single avoda, where Ilfa says that it's not going to be pigle, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's still going to be pigle. Rabbi Yehuda would still consider that pigle. So it says in our Bishlam, Ilfa makes a lot of sense. Midereisha b'shtei avodos, seifanami b'shtei avodos. The Reisha of the Mishnah was clearly about Shtei Avodos, because the Reisha of the Mishnah said, Shachat Chutz Lizmanu, Kiva V'Halach V'Zarak, Chutz L'Makamo. So Shechita is one Avoda, Kabbalah, Halach, Hazrika are Avodos numbers 2, 3, and 4. So clearly the Machshava of Chutz Lizmanu and the Machshava of Chutz L'Makamo were about separate Avodos in the Reisha. So therefore, when we talk in the Seifa about eating a Kazayis L'Machar and a Kazayis B'Chutz, a Kazayis Chutz Lizmanu and a Kazayis Chutz L'Makamo, also it's Mistaber that we're talking about Shtei Avodos. We're saying that's Mistaber, that's good, I understand. El Rabbi Yochanan, Reisha B'Shtei Avodos, Seifa Bavoda Achas. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a little bit challenging. The Reisha is talking about Shtei Avodos, Seifa is talking about Avoda Achas. Why would we switch the topic from the Reisha to the Seifa, or switch the assumption rather, from the Reisha to the Seifa? So it says, Maria in Reisha B'Shtei Avodos, Seifa Bein Bavoda Achas, Bein B'Shtei Avodos. It's not a total switch over here, meaning we'll often say in when we ask the Reisha is talking about one thing, the Seifa is talking about something else, and without any choice, we'll say, okay, in the Konami there's no other choice but to interpret that they're talking about different cases. Over here it's not even as bad, because over here it's not that we're not talking about Shtei Avodos, it's that in the Seifa, in the Reisha, we couldn't be talking about Avoda Achas, the case didn't lend itself to Avoda Achas. In the Seifa, when you're talking about a Zayis Chutz Lizmanu, Zayis Chutz Lemakomo, it could be talking about Avoda Achas as well, so it's expanding it, it's not just B'Shtei Avodos, it's also B'Avoda Achas. So it's not as difficult to justify Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara Tanan, where the Gemara says, I'll prove that Rabbi Yochanan's correct, actually. Because Amar Rabbi Yehuda Zeh HaKlal, in Machshavas HaZman, Kadmon L'Machshavas HaMakom, Pigul V'Chayev Nelav Kares. Rabbi Yehuda didn't just say the Halacha, he then issued a Klal, that the Klal is, that if the Machshava of the Zman comes first, followed by the Machshava of Chutz Lemakomo, then it's going to be Pigul, it's already Nikva Shem Pigul. Well, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan, Hayinu D'Ktani Zeh HaKlal. Whenever you have a summation at the end with the words like Zeh HaKlal, that's always a way of saying that I'm telling you some new halacha, some new chiddush that wasn't evident from all the cases that were presented. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a chiddush over here. We're presenting this idea that even Ba'avoda Achas, we're still going to say that it's hukva as pigul. Elul Ilfa, my Zeh HaKlal. According to Ilfa, what are we learning from Zeh HaKlal? What's it adding that we don't already know from Rabbi Yehuda's actual Shita? So says Mar Kasha, that's a difficulty with Ilfa, and that difficulty is much greater than the difficulty we had with Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, where you just have to say that the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about different things. You know, even the Hava Mina, initially we said, Abishlam, I understand Ilfa, because Ilfa would say that the Reisha is talking about Shtei Avodos, and the Seifa is also talking about Shtei Shtei Avodos, right? So we were perfectly good with Ilfa. L'chora, that's difficult as well, because then why do I need both the Reisha and the Seifa? What Chiddush is being added in the Seifa that I don't already know in the Reisha, according to Ilfa? So the Rashi already points out, the Rishonim point out, that no, the Chiddush of the Seifa is to tell me the din of Tziruf of a Chatzi Zayis B'chutz and a Chatzi Zayis L'machar, which wasn't mentioned in the Reisha. The idea that a Chatzi Zayis of one and a Chatzi Zayis of the other, so that was a way of introducing that din of Chatzi Chatzi. So in order to introduce the din of Chatzi Zayis, you tell me the din of a Kazayis Kazayis. However, Tosos disagrees. He says it's dochak to say that the Tana wrote the whole Inyan over again, rewrites the whole topic in order to have that one line about a Chatzi Zayis and a Chatzi Zayis. Because it could have just said it separately without going over all the dinim of a Kazayis Bachutz, Kazayis Chutz Mekomach, Kazayis Chutz Zmano. Didn't have to go over everything. So Tosos has an entirely different explanation. That when we say Shtei Avodos, it's not two totally different Avodos. It means two parts of the Avodas HaShechita. That you shecht the first simon with the Machshava of Chutz Zmano, and the second simon with the Machshava of Chutz Mekomo. And in a certain sense, that's not a repeat of what was said in the beginning of the Mishnah, where we're Shtei Avodas Mamish. But on the other hand, it's similar, because over there it's Shtei Avodas Mamish, and over here it's two parts of the same Avodah. So Avodah Achas, over here, Tosfos retranslates the whole Gemara. Avodah Achas doesn't mean within Shechita, it means within the Shechita of the same Simen. It means not to dissect the Shechita into different parts. So Ilfa holds a Dafka, when you have two Machshavos at the time of the Shechita of the two Simanim. So, the first simon you have a machshava of chutz zmano, cutting the second simon you have a machshava of chutz mekomo. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, that it's hukva as pigul. But if it's within the shechita of the same simon, it's not going to be hukva as pigul. The question is, you know, if we were to really focus on this, we'd have to pay very careful attention to the rest of the daf, how Rashi is going to read, how Tosfos is going to read. For our purposes, we're going to assume like Rashi, so we're not going to. But you really have to follow it through and make sure that everything fits according to both Rashi and Tosfos. Obviously, everything fits, but how everything fits according to both Rashi and Tosfos. Okay, so now we had said before that the reason that even with Avoda Achas, Rabbi Yochanan understands that Rabbi Yehuda would say even within one Avoda, a Machshavas Chutz L'Zmano is already going to be koveyed as pigul, even if within that same avoda you have a machshav of chutz l'mekomo, it must be clearly because of the notion of tfos lashon rishon, that you when a person says two things, you listen to the first thing that he says. So he says chutz l'zmano and he says chutz l'mekomo, we listen to the chutz l'zmano, that's koveya this animal as pigul, and that's the end of the story. So says Gemara, let's compare this to that sugya, Tanan Hasam. There's a sugya in Meseches Temura. A person is mamid behemas chulin next to two animals that are kachim. One of the animals is an ola, the other one is a shlamin. And here's what he says. Harezu, this chulin animal, tmura sala tmura shlamin, should be a tmura for the ola and a tmura for the shlamin. So harezu tmura sala. Which one is it? It becomes a tmura for the ola alone. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. Why? Because that's the first thing that he said. So it can't be both. So it's an ola and it's not a shlamin. Amar Rabbi Yossi im lekach niskavin tchila. If that was what he intended, hol v'yevshalotzi shtei shemos ka'achas. You know, let's say he wanted to make it both a tmura sola and a tmura shlamin. What would he do? How would he say it simultaneously? He's supposed to speak out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. It would be impossible to say it simultaneously. A human being is not able, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Aseres HaDibros, can give us two Dibros in the same breath. But we can't do that. We can't even hear it. Hol v'yevshalotzi shtei shemos ka'achas, so dvar v'kayamin. We have to assume that he meant to say both simultaneously. He just couldn't because of our human limitations, and therefore both Tumura Sola and Tumura Shlamim are Chal. What does that mean, though? Okay, so now you have this animal that has Kedushas Ola Ushlamim. So what do you do with it? You can't treat it like an Ola, you can't treat it like a Shlamim. So the Sugya Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Ayin Gimel, discusses Shitas Rabbi Yossi and explains that Rabbi Yossi holds that Tokede Dibur is Kedibur. That's what Rabbi Yossi is. He does, but we'll get to that in a moment. What do you do with this animal? It's not Ra'ui Lahakrava, because obviously you can't burn it entirely on the Mizbeach because it's a Shlamim, and you can't eat it because it's an Ola. So you let it be, you let it graze until it develops a Mum, and then you pode it for money, and you use half the money to buy a new carbon Ola, half the money to buy a new carbon Shlamim. So that's so you get two cheaper animals in order to satisfy both characteristics of being an Ola and a Shlamim. So that's Rabbi Yossi Shita. The im misha amar harezu tumuras Ola, nimlach va'amar harezu tumuras Shlamim, harezu Ola. But if he said harezu tumuras Ola and then he changed his mind and he said it's a tumuras Shlamim, then it's a tumuras Ola, then certainly the Kedushas carbon Ola is going to be Chal, the Kedushas carbon Shlamim is not going to be Chal. So this is what I was saying before. The Gemara in Bava Kama, the Fayim Gimel explains, Rabbi Yossi is telling us the din of Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. Meaning Rabbi Yossi says, if you say Tumor Sola, Tumor Shlamim, so it's both. But if you say Tumor Sola, and then change your mind and say Tumor Shlamim, then it's only Tumor Sola. How do I know if the guy changed his mind? Dvarim Shablev, Enim Dvarim. I'm supposed to, he's going to tell, I'll take his word for it, that afterwards he's going to tell me he changed his mind. How do I know if he actually changed his mind, or if he just tried to say two things at the same time? So the Gemara explains, no, it's a very simple test. There's not, it's not about reading his mind. If he says it all within Toch Kedei Dibur is Kedibur Dami, it's as if he said it at the same exact time. That's the way we understand Toch Kedei Dibur, Kedibur Dami, that it's mamish as if they were said at the same exact time. It's just the impossibility of actually saying it at the same time, so Toch Kedei Dibur is Ki'ilu, you say it at the same time. But if he says it L'Achar Kedei Dibur, we view that as a Chazara, that he's trying to be chozer on what he said originally. So, and he can't. Once you already said it, you already nikva the Kedusha Solda, it's too late to be chozer. So that's the whole way to measure according to Rabbi Yossi. So now the Gemara discusses Yibayiluhu. What about the following? Harezu Tumuras Ola, and instead of saying Harezu Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlam, you say Harezu Tumuras Ola, Ushlamim, Mahu. Would Rav Meir agree that it's both in that case? Because and that we don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon, because clearly you were trying to link them together by not even having a separate phrase of Utmuras Shlamim. So meaning if you say Tmuras twice, then maybe Yenechinami Rav Meir would be correct that it sounds like you're trying to be Choser on what you said originally. When you say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, you're trying to say one big sentence. Or maybe no, maybe Rav Meir's whole vart is not like Rabbi Yossi, that it's a Din Chazara, that you're trying to be chozer. Rav Meir just holds that the Kedusha is chal at the very moment the words come out of your mouth, and the first words to come out of your mouth are Tmuras Ola. So regardless of what was in your das at that time, and whether you wanted to say two things at the same time, you didn't. The first words to come out of your mouth are Tmuras Ola, and therefore it is only a Tmuras Ola. When you then say Ushlamim, it's too late. It's already an Ola. And if you say like that second side, that whatever words come out of your mouth first, that's already koveya, the nature of that behema, lachatzos mahu. What if you say lachatzos, that you don't say it should be an olah shlamim, you say first word coming out of your mouth is, the kedusha of this animal should be split between olah and shlamim. So now that you said the first word of your mouth is lach, so by the time you say ola, maybe it's not going to be hukva as an ola, because we already know at that time that you mean that it should only be partially an ola. So do in that case, maybe Rav Meir would say that the shtei kedushos are both chal at the same time. Or maybe no, maybe what he meant to say is that the kedusha should be chal in the order in which he says them. That first there should be a kedushas ola, and then there should be kedusha shlamim. Well, that's ridiculous. You can't have it go from one kedusha to the next. And therefore, maybe even when you say lachzos, it's kedushas ola is going to be chal. That's the way Rashi understands lachzos. Tosfos says no, it's not lachzos, it's lechatzos. Tos quotes from Rabbeinu Chananel that a guy says in the morning that bechatzos hayom, let this animal be a tumuras ola ushlamim. Meaning, if you say when he's saying the words tumuras ola ushlamim, at the very moment that the words leave his mouth, it immediately becomes kedushas ola. Kedushas ola is already going to be chal, and therefore it cannot become a shlamim afterwards. So there's still makom l'istapek if he says, I don't want anything to happen at the moment the words come out of my mouth. Whatever I'm saying now should only be chal later. Oh, and what am I saying? Ola and shlamim. So maybe when chatzos comes, when he says that it should happened at Chatzos Hayom, that's when Ola and Shlomim happen simultaneously. Both Kedushos maybe at that moment are Chal simultaneously. So that's how Tosfos understands. So it's a question, is it Lachatzos, to split it, or Lichatzos, that to the saying for a later time of the day. Okay, so so how do we answer this Shaila, right? This Shaila is within Rav Meir. What if you say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, or what if you say Lachatzos? So Amar Abaye Baha Vaday Modi Rabbi Meir. In those circumstances, Rav Meir would certainly agree that both Kedushas are Chal. Rava Amar Adayin Hi Machlokas. Rava says, no, in both circumstances, it would still be a Machlokas. Rav Meir would still say, Tfos Lashon Rishon, it's only an Ola, it is not a Shlamin. One could have conceivably had a third Shita, that we distinguish between the two, that Ola Ushlamim were Tfos Lashon Rishon, Lachsos, we don't. But the, neither Amora holds that way. Abaye says that Rav Meir is going to be Modi in both of these cases, and Rava says, no, it's still a machlokas. So Amalei Rava La'abayi, L'didach, Ta'amrit, Baha Vaday, Modi Rabbi Meir, Hare Shchita D'Luchi Lachzos Dami Upligi. So now we bring it back to our Mishnah. So he says, according to your Shita, that in a case where a person is not chozer from his original Dibur, when he says Lachzos, Rav Meir would be Modi that we don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. In our Mishnah, when you shecht Al Manas Ti'ida Kazayis L'machar and Ti'ida Kazayis B'chutz, where the two machshavos aren't sosur each other, because there are multiple kazesim in the animal, so it's possible that you're having both machshavos, a machshava b'kazayis chutz l'zmano, a machshava b'kazayis chutz l'mekomo. So that is like lachzos. It's like making a tmura to an ola and a shlamim in a situation of lachzos, that half it should be a tmura sola and half it should be a tmura shlamim. That you're clearly intending for both things. And nevertheless, in our Mishnah, we do have a machlokas tanaim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not eruv machshavos with tfos lashon rishon and its pigle must be, because Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir that we always say tfos lashon rishon. So we see that even when you're not being chozer from your first dibur, you're clearly trying to make them both happen simultaneously. We still say tfos lashon rishon, and again with the emphasis on the point that the reason that these things are these cases are comparable is because when we talk about a machsheves chutz l'zmano, machsheves chutz l'mekomo, we really mean a dibur of chutz l'zmano and a dibur of chutz l'mekomo. So given that, so we understand that this relates to the topic of tfos lashon rishon. So again, so Rava challenges Abaye. How can you say that Vahavadeh Modi Rabbi Meir? Isn't it an exact parallel to our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, it's not Vadeh Modi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds like Rabbi Meir, still argues. So Abaye answers as follows. Amar Lei, Abaye says to Rava, Mi Savrit Eina L'Shchita L'Besof? Do you hold that Eina L'Shchita L'Besof? That even if you say something at the beginning of the Shechita, that you need a Kazayis Chutz L'Zmano and a Kazayis Chutz L'Mekomo, your words only take effect at the end of the Shechita, not at the moment that you say them, but at the very end of the Shechita. And if that's the case, then in Echinam you have a good kasha on me, because you can't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that the first Machshava is what's Koveya? They should both be koveya simultaneously, and therefore it shouldn't be pigle. It says Abaye, we don't hold that way. Yeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atzof. We hold that the words are as you say them; they become effective, and therefore each moment of the shchita is a critical moment where your words can take effect. Umishna seinu damar simin rishon chutzazmano simin sheni chutzamakomo. Our Mishnah is talking about where when you're shechting the first simin, you say that you're doing it al manas tida kazayis chutzazmano. And when you're shechting the second simon, you're saying that you're doing it al manas to eat a kazayis chutz l'mekomo. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that a machshava of chutz l'mekomo is not going to be motzi midei pigel, and it's not because of tfos lashon rishon. The whole thing has nothing to do with tfos lashon rishon. So that's a line that you have to go back to that Tosos and see which one fits better, Rashi or Tosos. So now Rava challenges Abaye again. There's a sugya Maseches Menachos where we have pretty much the same discussion, except in the world of Karban Mincha, not in the world of a Zevach. So we're going to see when we learn Menachos that there's a lot of parallels between Zvachim and Menachos, but in particular, there are Dalet Avodos by Menachos, just like there are Dalet Avodos by a Zevach, except obviously it's not the same Dalet Avodos, because the Dalet Avodos that you have by a Zevach are the Shchita, can't happen by a Mincha, there's no Shchita, Kabbalah, it can't happen by Karmich, there's no Kabbalah's Hadam, obviously, Halacha and Zrika, that Lechara could happen. So what is it by a Mincha? It's Kmitza, That's the equivalent of the Shechita. Nesina B'Kli, that's the equivalent of the Kabbalah, catching the dam in the Kli and putting the Kemitza into the Kli. Halacha, that's the equivalent of the Halacha. And Haktara, there's no Zrika Sadam, but there's a Haktara. So Rabbi Yehuda disagrees over there as well and holds that if you have a Machshava Chutzas Mano first and then a Machshava Chutzas Mekomo, it's going to be Pigal. And we call that Karav Matrik Mitzvaso, or we don't require Karav Matrik Mitzvaso because it's already been Nikva as Pigal. And even if both the machshavos were during a single avoda. So it turns out that if you have a machshava during the kmitza, tira kazayis chutz l'zmano, and a kazayis chutz l'mekomo, Rabbi Yehuda would say that karb mincha is pigel. So asks Rava an Abaye, harei kmitza d'luchi lachzos damiu pligi, in the case of kmitza where you have a machshava of a kazayis chutz l'zmano and a kazayis chutz l'mekomo, where it's not a chazara from what you originally said, because there are multiple kazayisim in the shiarei amincha. So you can have a machshava on one kezayis of the shirayim of the mincha to be chutz l'zmano, and another kezayis to be chutz l'mekomo, and that's very similar to tmura la'olu shlamim lachzos, right, or lichatzos, that half it should be tmura sola, half it should be tmura shlam, because there's enough space, that half it should be this, half it should be that, upligi, and still it's machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the machshava is already hukva, so you see that we don't assume that it's all about chazaras. Answers Abai Hasan Nami, Damar Kometz Mincha Chutzes Mano, Kometz Levona Chutzes Mekomo. Abai says you could dissect a Karban Mincha as well into two parts. Just like by the Shechita, Abai answered, there are two elements of the Shechita, there's Simen Echad, and then Simen Sheni, the Simen Rishon, Simen Sheni, by the Kemitza as well. There's the Kemitza's Mincha, of that you say at the time of the Akhtara, that you're going to eat a Kazayis of the Sharia Mincha, Chutzes Mano, and then there's the at the time of the Akhtara of the Kometz Levona, you say that you're going to eat Chutz L'mekomo. So Rava rejects this answer of Abaye by pointing out the following. The Mishnah Maseches Menachos talks about a minchas chote as well, not just a regular mincha. Don't tell me that it's talking about you dissect the mincha into the mincha and the levona. There are certain minchas that don't have any levona, and we still have the same machlokas. So it's going to be very hard to tell me that it's talking about that you divide it up between the mincha and the levona. The mincha schote, there are certain averos, a person goes into the Beis HaMikdash, tame person that eats kachim, shvos ha'edus, shvos bitoy, that someone who violates those averos is chayiv a carbon olav yored. So carbon olav yored, if you're poor, becomes a carbon mincha. So that's what we call a minchas chote. So you don't bring a kisvah seira like if you would if you're very rich. You don't even bring shnei sorim or shnei b'nei yona like you would if you were the average wealth. No, a minchas chatas is what you bring, a minchas chote. And a minchas chote is fundamentally different than other korbanos mincha in that there's no levona. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Lo yasma la shemen v'lo yitin ala levona ki chatas hi. That we downgrade the korban because it's to not have the fancy stuff, to not have the shemen and levona ki chatas hi, because it's on account of an avera. We don't want you to have a nice korban when you're bringing on account of an avera. That's the whole discussion. But chote niskar, he's benefiting, he's not going to have to spend as much money on his carbon. Okay, but we don't want him to have such a nice carbon. That's what the Torah says. So Abaye answers, lo pligi. Abaye says, even though minchas chote is mentioned in the Mishnah, there's no machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, when it comes to a minchas chote. Amar Ravashi, imtim tzlamer pligi bepsios. And even if you would say that the machlokas does apply by minchas chote, and you have to divide up the carbon mincha into separate parts, it's not the kometz and the levon, it's not the mincha and the levona, rather you could divide it up in separate parts by the psios. It's the machshavas happen during the halacha, and the first step and the second step could be divided. That you take one step with the machshava of chutzes mano, and then it becomes pigel according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though the next step you take with the machshava of chutzes mekomo. Rav Sim Barashi Masni Kida Abaye, Rav Huna Barnasan Masni Kida Rava. So it's Machlokas had a paskin. Rav Sim Barashi taught a brisa that exactly like Abaye, that Rav Meir only disagrees when you say Tmur Sala Tmur Shlomim, but if you say Lachzos, he'd be Moda that we don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. And Rav Barnasan taught like Rava that Rav Meir would be Cholik in that case as well. So now, Kiyas Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Meir. Rav Dimi said in the name of Rabbi Meir that who holds that if a person says Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim, it's only Tmuras Ola that we follow the Lashon Rishon. Rabbi Meir Bishitas Rabbi Huda Amara. That Rabbi Meir was following the sheet of Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, Damar Tfos Lashon Rishon, who says that you are Tofes, the first Lashon. Titnan, Am Rabbi Huda, Zaklal. Im Machshevus Hazman Kadma Es Machshevus Hamakom. Pigul v'chayev nolav kares. That was Rabbi Yehuda's Zaklal in our Mishnah, that if the Machsheves Hazman precedes the Machsheves Hamakom, it's already nitfas as pigul, and it remains that way. It's considered to be pigul. So says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye responds, v'ha'amar Rabba v'rbchana amar Rabbi Yochanan, ki magat luhu Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi b'adi adadi lo pligi. He says, if you want to make Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi fit with each other, in the case of Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim, you could make it that they're not arguing. That Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi, in the discussion, where a person takes two carbon animals, one of them is Ola, one of them is Shlamim, he has one Be'ema Skulim, he says, Harezit Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim, that machlokas wasn't a machlokas. Says Gemara, what do you mean? It's Mefurish in the Mishnah that they argue. Do we say Tfos Lashon Rishon? Do we say that it's both an Ola and a Shlamim? Absolutely, they argue. So I'm Alei. So Abai says Rav Dimi, no. Pligi b'may de pligi, v'lo pligi b'may de lo pligi. What I'm trying to say is that the machlok is not as big as you think it is. They argue, but only in the case that they argue. They don't argue in the case that they don't argue. Meaning, they don't argue about Tfos Lashon Rishon. Everyone would agree you don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. Even Rabbi Meir would disagree with our Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah, who holds that you do say Tfos Lashon Rishon. What they argue about is what is a person intending to do when he says Tmura Sola Tmura Shlamim. So when we say Lo Pligi, we're saying that the whole Machlokas does not revolve around Tfos Lashon Rishon. Nobody in that Machlokas holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. What are they arguing about? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef would agree. Heichod Amar Tachol Zu, Va'achar Kach Tachol Zu, that if a person would say, let first Tmuras Ola Bichal, and then Tmuras Shlamim Bichal, Divrakol Lo Chayla. Everyone would agree that there's no Kedushas Shlamim, because it already had Kedushas Ola first. If he says, Lo Tachol Zu, El Imkein Chala Zu, that Kedushas Ola should only be Chal, if Kedushas Shlamim is also Chal, Divrei Kol Chayla. Everyone would agree that both Kedushas are Chal, because there is no Kedushas Ola before there is Kedushas Shlamim. Ki Pligi, you know what they're arguing about? Damar Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. When the guy says, this is Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim. Rameir Savar Mida Havale Lememar Tmuras Ola Ushlamim. If he wanted both Kedushas to be Chal, he should have said it's Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, and Va'amar instead he said Tmuras Ola Tmura Shlamim, he added the extra word Tmuras, Shmamina Mehadar Kaderbe. It must be that he's being Choser on his original statement. He originally wanted it to be Tmuras Ola, now he's having Charata, he's changing his mind, he now wants it to be a Tmuras Shlamim. Once it was already a Tmuras Ola, with his first statement, he does not have the ability to be Choser and change his mind. Apparently, according to our Meir, we do not say Toch Kedei Dibur Kedibur, meaning even though it's Mamish in the same breath, we do not hold that he has the ability to change his mind, even within Toch Kedei Dibur. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that if you say Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim, he's not trying to be Choser. That's not what's going on in his head. If he wants two Kedushas to be Chal, he's not going to say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, because that's not an option. Yomar Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, Havamina Palga Tmuras Ola, Palga Tmuras Shlamim. I would have assumed that he would have meant that half should be Tmuras Ola, half should be Tmuras Shlamim. And therefore, the only way to express that you want it to be entirely Tmuras Ola and entirely Tmuras Shlamim is Lach Yomar Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim. It's to say exactly what he did say, Tmuras Ola, Tmuras Shlamim. Lamemra Dekula Ola V'Kula Shlamim Avya. And that's his way of saying that all of it should be B'Kedushas Ola and B'Kedushas Shlamim. And he thought that's okay, and that there's going to be some way to be makriv such a karban. So since he's trying to say both Kedushas are going to be Chal, and we'll have to let the animal graze until it develops a mum and sell it and use half for Ola and half of it for Shlamim. So what you see is that Rabbi Bechana holds that if you say Tmuras Ola Ushlamim, Rameir would be Moda that Dvar of Kayamim, and that we don't say Tfos Lashon Rishon. So Rav Meir has nothing to do with Tfos Lashon Rishon. Our Rav Yehuda and our Mishnah was all about Tfos Lashon Rishon. Says Rabbi Rav Chana, but that's not the machlokas by Tmuras Ol Tmuras Shlamim. It's not about Tfos Lashon Rishon. It's all about reading his mind. What's he trying to do when he says Tmuras Ol Tmuras Shlamim? So Amalei, so Rav Dimi said to Abaye, you're going to ask on me from Rabbi Rav Chana, who amar lo pligi? Vana mina pligi. Rabbi Rav Chana is a wonderful person, and he has every right to say that Meir and Rabbi Yossi do not argue about Tfos Lashon Rishon. I'm also a wonderful person. I have the right to say I'm entitled to my opinion. I mean, you're not asking me from a Tana. You're not asking me from a Mishnah, from a Braisa. You asked me from a contemporary, from an Amora. So I'm also allowed to argue. So I can say that Rabbi Meir would say Tmur Sala Ushlamim Yavin Kavana for both of them, and we would say Tfos Lashon Rishon, just like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now says the Gemara. We had said in our Mishnah, Kazayis l'machr, Kazayis b'chutz, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it becomes pigul. Why? Because Tfos Lashon Rishon. So now the Gemara is going to elaborate a little bit. Amar ulavitem raboshia. Efshar yadin chavrin bavla'a. Maybe our Babylonian colleagues can tell us how to read the Mishnah, what the girsa is in the Mishnah, when we say that case of Kazayis l'machr and Kazayis b'chutz. Is it Kezayis Kezayis Tanan, that it's Kezayis L'machar Kezayis Bachutz, O Kezayis Vi Kezayis Tanan? Or is it Kezayis L'machar Vi Kezayis Bachutz? And that's the Girsa. And what's the difference? It sounds very similar. Kezayis Kezayis Tanan, that since you mention it without a Vav, you put them both together, both Machshavos together, so it's Shayach Tzei Tfos Lashon Rishon. But had it been Aval Kezayis Vikazayas, had you said Kazayas Lamachar Vikazayas Bechutz, then it all would have been by that connecting Vav a single Dibur, and you can't say Tfos Lashon Rishon when it's a single statement. So Divrei HaKol Erev Machshavos Havi, maybe in that case everyone would agree that Machshav Bechutz Zman and your Machshav Bechutz Makamo are mixed with each other and therefore it can't become Pigel. O Dilma Kazayas Vikazayas Tanan. The Rabbi Yehuda Prata Havi the Kolshkin Kazayis Kazayis. Maybe the Girsa in the Mishnah is Kazayis Vikazayis, that Rabbi Yehuda would say even with the Vav we view them as two separate statements, and we say Tfos Lashon Rishon. And certainly, if you say Kazayis Kazayis, it's two separate statements, and we would say Tfos Lashon Rishon. So that's the suffix. So the Gemara says Tashma. I'll bring you a raya. Debay minei Levi mirevi. Levi asked the following shayla from Revi. Chishev lechol Kazayis lemachar bachu. Mahu. What if you have machshava to eat a kazayis lamachar that's also chutz mekamo? The same kazayis. That achila of kazayis chutz zmano should also be chutz mekamo. Would Rabbi Yud be moda that it's not pigul because he can't say Tfos Lashon Rishon because clearly it's all the same machshava, it's all about the same kazayis? Or maybe even in that case, Rabbi Yud would say Tfos Lashon Rishon. So Amalei, so Rabbi said to Levi, Zu Sha'ila, that's taka a good shayla, and I'll explain to you, Erev machshava savi. That, even Rabbi Yud would say, is not pigul, that's a combination of machshava. So Arma Lefanav Rabbi Shimon Berebi, Rabbi Shimon Berebi said in front of Rabbi, Lo Mishnah Seinui? Well, isn't that a Beferish Mishnah? Where our Mishnah says, Lechol Kazayis Bechutz, Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis Bechutz, Kachatzi Zayis Bechutz, Kachatzi Zayis Lamachar, Kachatzi Zayis Lamachar, Kachatzi Zayis Bechutz, Pasul Vein Bokares. That in all those cases, there's no Karis, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Machshavas Hazman comes first, then it's Pigul and there's going to be Kares, because we say Tfos Lashon Rishon, but it's Davka in these cases. Ha'idach, but anything other than the cases listed in the Mishnah, like if you have both machshavos on the same kazayis, then erev machshavos havi. Then Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's not going to be pigul, and we're not going to say tfos lashon rishon. So what are you saying? There's such a great kasha. It's not such a great shaila. We see beferish in the Mishnah. All you need to know is our Mishnah. So amalei hu sha'al bi davar chachma va'at amit mishnah seinu. No, he asked a very good kasha, and you're telling me it's a Mishnah that it's not such a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. Lidi dachtas nisach tarti lo kashalach. You know, for you, when I taught you this machlokas, Rabbi Dan Chamin, the father says to the son, right? Rabbi says from Shimba Rabbi, when I taught you this Mishnah, I taught you that the Mishnah says, Kazayis l'machar, Kazayis b'chutz, and also Kazayis Lamachar v'Kazayis B'chutz. So since I gave you both cases, you understood that yes, in those two cases, Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. But in a third case, where it's the same Kazayis, Rabbi Yehuda would actually agree. I only taught him one way of reading the Mishnah, Kazayis Lamachar, Kazayis B'chutz, v'shaminu l'rabbanan de'kagar sitarti, and he heard that some of the Rabbanan say Kazayis Lamachar v'Kazayis B'chutz. So Savar didi dafka v'ditu erev machshavos havi. So he thought that my girsa is the meduya, is the correct girsa, Kazayis Kazayis, that's the machlokas, and the girsa of the other Rabbanim who say Kazayis v'Kazayis is a case where Rabbi Yehuda would not disagree, and they just have a different girsa. O Dilma, did who dafka, or maybe their girsa is the correct girsa? Udidi shiuri shayerli, and I just left out one of the cases in the Mishnah. Umit shayli lididi ha shayelu liditu namibach, and maybe if I left out the case of Kazayis v'Kazayis, maybe you can't be medayeg anything from the way the other rabbanim learned the Mishnah, because maybe they left out the case where it's all a single Kazayis. So based on the way I taught him, he's asking a very good kasha. They ask, hey, Asniya, so says Gemara, what was the case that Rebbe taught Levi Kazayis, Kazayis or Kazayis v'Kazayis? Ilem Kazayis v'Kazayis Asniya halav shiuruhu. Well, if he taught him the case of Kazayis v'Kazayis, well, then he didn't really leave anything out, because then you could figure it out on your own. Then in the case of Kazayis, Kazayis, Rebbe Yehuda would certainly say Tfel Sashon Rishon. El Kazayis, Kazayis Asniya. He must have taught him only the case of Kazayis, Kazayis. V'tibayle Kazayis v'Kazayis. So says Gemara, well, then why didn't he ask him about Kazayis v'Kazayis? Why did he only ask him about the case where it's all the same Kazayis? So Savar Ibay Mine Chadad Shemana Tarte. He asked in a very clever way. He wanted to ask the Shaila in a way where the answer is going to give him the answer to two questions. Dibinu Kazayis v'Kazayis. If I were to only ask the case of Kazayis v'Kazayis, Hani Chayamali Klala Kolshkein Kazayis L'machar Bachutz. Well, it depends. If he says that it's one big statement, then certainly when you talk about the same Kazayis, it's one big statement. Eliyamali Prata, but if he says that we're still Tfos Lashon Rishon in the case of Kazayis v'Kazayis, Akati Kazayis L'machar Bachutz, Kamibayli, I'm still not going to know the answer about Kazayis L'machar Bachutz. But so says Mara, well, Ihachi Ashtanami. Well, how's he helping himself by asking the question about the same Kazayis? He's still not going to be able to know the answer necessarily about Kazayis v'Kazayis. Because if he tells him that when it's about the same Kazayis, that's all one Dibur, well then is Kazayis v'Kazayis one Dibur? He's not going to know. Hatein ha-chiyamali Kazayis l'makar b'chutz prata koshkein Kazayis v'Kazayis. If it's about the same Kazayis, and he says we view that as two Diburim, so for sure Kazayis v'Kazayis is two Diburim. El yamar le'klala, but if he says even that's called one Dibur, akati Kazayis v'Kazayis mi'bayilei, he's still gonna have a shayla about Kazayis v'Kazayis. So says Mar, no, he won't, because imkein mirtach ratach. If I'm asking a question that's so far out of the ballpark, he's gonna get angry at me, and I'll be able to tell that he's from his anger. Hasha Kazayis u'Kazayis klala Kazayis l'makar b'chutz mi'bayi. What are you asking about a single Kazayis? Even if you say Kazayis v'Kazayis, it's one statement, and he's gonna get angry at me. So I'll be able to tell whether he answers me calmly or whether he answers me angrily. What is shita really is. There is a discussion whether you're supposed to get angry in learning. I think the Maran Tainus says that when Talmidei Chachamim get angry, it's the Ritcha d'Oraisa that has taken hold of them. That's considered a maila. So you have to go through those Rambam's Hilchos Deos about whether anger is one of those midos that you have to go to the other extreme. But apparently there are some times where anger is warranted in the Ritcha d'Oraisa of learning Torah. Okay. Yeah,